Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They came through again. Didn't have to be so hard. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Not a new conversation. But they won. They won the game. Bottom of the ninth inning. We're able to get a couple guys on, and then Verdugo drives in the winning run, 4-3, take the first game of the series against the Washington Nationals, and we're right back where we were five times before.
There we go, baby.
One game away from 500.
Yeah, man.
Now, we're not going to be the fastest team to get back to 500 from starting 0-7. Okay, that's out the window. Just get back there today. Old familiar face, yeah, old man. Friend on the mound today, and Michael Soroka, after his long journey back from multiple injuries. He's found a little bit of footing with the Nationals this year. I know he made a start, then was out for a while, then made one start last week. So, you know, just at the very least, hopefully he can stay in the rotation healthily for the remainder of the season. But also, hopefully he gets pulverized today by the Braves.
Exactly, man. Great win.
Welcome home.
Great win last night. Like you said, harder than you thought it was. Good to see Marcell Ozuna doing a couple
nice
things.
Nice to see.
Ninth inning, I mean, it was so beautiful with the bunt and everything, moving over the runner. And things like that. He needed to get that bunt perfectly, considering what his ass did.
Yes.
But, you know, it was just a great game. What a freaking play by Michael Harris, man.
It's one of the best catches I've ever
seen. Goodness gracious. What a damn grab. And he almost had another one.
Man, he tracked that ball down in the gap. I thought he was going to get it. But, yeah, the catch against the wall
It was unbelievable. Another clutch hit for him.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, he's you know. He's doing what Michael does, especially out there in the field. But it wasn't his fault, really.
Yes, it was.
It was. But make a play for him.
Yeah.
What do I always say when a quarterback's struggling?
Sure.
Somebody just make a play for him.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's an easy routine play.
It is.
Make a play. How tall is our first bit? Matt Olson. Matt Olson's about 6'6".
He's very tall.
Yeah. How do you overthrow him?
Yeah, how do you miss his
How do you
wingspan?
Miss him?
The weird double clutch.
Yeah.
I don't know, the ball was stuck 6'5". In his hand or something like that.
How do you miss him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know. But look, I mean, if that was the first one of the year, then we could be like, yeah, defense didn't bail him out. But he did put runners on second and third.
He did.
You know, he was the
– He did.
He was – now, it was getting soft contact. He still did. Soft contact on him. Wasn't any home runs.
Okay, is that what we're going to keep going with him?
No, the bar is wildly low
they got to figure something out. But they got the win. Like you said, one win away from 500. Mike Soroka is in town. Go get him, man. He's not our Mike Soroka. We know that. But
Michael. Now he's Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Mike here.
Yeah, when he was good, he was Mike.
He's Mike. Now he's Michael.
Then he was Michael, you know, Achilles started.
Don't let Michael do you dirty right in here. But, yeah, it was they got the win. But yet, again, this and I we mentioned it yesterday. You know they're going to put his ass back out there today, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Iglesias is the closer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that's his job.
Yeah, right.
And Snit has said it many times. Like, you know, he's got too much of a track record for us to not believe he's going to work his way through it.
When does that go away?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How long does the track record? Because Snit's an even bigger, longer track record guy than anybody.
That is so true.
Because he'll trust you.
That is so true. And I mean, you know,
way longer than most people would.
He knows the pulse of the ball club, and he wants to give everybody the benefit of the doubt to come up out of this and everything like that. My only question would be, to win.
Yeah. At a certain point.
At a certain point, when does that be like?
And I don't know what point that is. Let's hear. Maybe Snit answers it in this audio clip right here. He was asked about Iglesias last night,
and that was kind of a, you know, it's a tough play with a good runner, too, right there. Yeah, I know, Port Riggy. It's, you know, I know he's not pleased with it, but it's like just the other day there was just like some balls right out of the reach and hitting the right spot. You know, that ball could have been right at Nick too. You know what I mean? And then the inning's over and he gets a save and. He's kind of pitching into some tough luck here, too.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like a guy who's not anywhere near making a change.
All right, now, the first hit of the bottom of the ninth, okay, it went to the second baseman. You saw that bounce.
Mm-hmm.
What is it right there? Because Ozzie's been caught with that same kind of play at second that obviously benefited the Braves this time.
Yeah.
Is there like a rock right there? Because it seems like every time the ball goes like that, it does it to Ozzie. It does it. Did their second baseman yesterday?
You're questioning the grounds crew?
Of course, Truist? Not, Andy. Hey, man, you're talking to a guy who don't mow his own damn lawn.
You think they got bad rakes out there?
I don't know, but am I going crazy?
No, there's been some hops.
It's been some weird hops right there at second base, man. Maybe the ground.
Also, hops look bigger with Ozzie though, because he's a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah,
but that could be it. But yeah, that to me sounds like a manager who needs his team to be up by seven in the ninth, so you don't have to use it. So you can give him some time off. Because if the game's close, he's coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the game's close, he's coming in.
It would be cool if the offense would do that.
Yeah, get because up, let Bummer go out there and close things
like,
out.
Even though 3-1 was good, and obviously, you know, you got to give Holmes credit for how well he pitched again, went out there and had a really nice outing again. But, like, you're allowed to score more than 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You just go back and look through the last week or two of games. Obviously, last night they score in the ninth to make it 4-3. They lose to the Pirates on Sunday, scored 3. They beat the Pirates on Saturday, scored 3. Had to go to extras to do it. Friday night, scored 2. They did get 5 against the Reds. An offensive onslaught against the Reds the game before that. Lost, scored 3. Won, scored 2. You know what I mean? The last time they scored more than 4 runs, outside of that one game against the Reds where they scored 5, they beat the Rockies 8-2. In Colorado, where everybody scores a million runs.
Yeah, right.
It would be cool to get some runs against Mike Soroka tonight.
Yeah.
Michael Soroka.
Michael Soroka. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be really nice, Andy. You think they're going to
have? No.
Okay.
No, I have no belief in this offense whatsoever right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man.
Until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, but I mean, Schwelly's on the mound. Hopefully, he goes out there and builds off of the strong start he had last week. Got some good news. Got to see some highlights of Spencer Strider out there doing some tossing the ball around. But the best news is that old Ronnie.
Yep.
Old nephew starting rehab assignment.
Starts today.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I mean, they always talk about how he feels. Ronald is a competitor. He ain't going to tell you if he's not feeling good. He ain't going to be like, yeah, you know what? It's kind of tight. No, he's trying to get his ass back to the big club.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, he's back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, he's back sooner than that.
Yes. Yeah. And so
the clock starts today.
The clock starts, and it's all about, you know, the trust in the knee. Obviously, you know, him getting a rhythm and everything like
obviously
that.
Obviously, there's a worst case scenario than that, but I'm not.
We're not thinking about that right now. But, I mean, the good news is we've been wondering and asking, and we've got our answer. He's starting baseball.
Yep.
You know, it's not a rehab or it's not seeing the doctor, see what he can do, baseball activities. This is baseball.
It's actual baseball rehab.
It's actually baseball that he's.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.